Welcome to Cave Talk, everybody. I'm your host, I guess, Jordy Oberg, and I'm sitting here with the owner and creator of the Ultimate Hockey Fan Cave. We are Cave Talk, and pretty much it's just us talking about things that happen to us or happen at the Ultimate Hockey Fan Cave. For this special episode, well, not just because we haven't done it in months, but for this episode, we're going to be talking about our experience at the NHL Awards. We got to meet, I'm looking at the list here, over 15 plus NHLers and analysts and all these people of notoriety in the NHL Awards. And to say the least, it was a dream come true.
Yeah, or they met us.
Yeah, right. Who are you? Actually, we do have a story about the one of them had seen the cave. But before that, cheers to all the hard work to you guys out there.
Crave the cave.
We would be nowhere without you guys, so thank you for the support, listening, liking, commenting, following us, and checking us out on YouTube and Instagram. So we'd be nowhere without you, and that includes getting to the NHL Awards. It was a hell of a ride, I guess, is the best way to put it.
It was truly exciting, you know. Just that many people, and all those guys were truly super nice.
Yeah, we don't have any juicy story about someone being like an asshole or, you know, not wanting to talk with us or giving us time. It was really cool because, you know, the best way to start is to just go through why we were there and what we were doing. So
that's, you know more about that.
Yeah. So
I know why we were there.
Yeah. So we were invited by the Fourth Period, and just go check them out at fourthperiod.com. TheFourthPeriod.com. They got this really kind of amazing lifestyle hockey magazine and sports, and they do a lot of media coverage. So they were there, and they had a gifting suite set up in Encore, and it was this gorgeous, like, I've never been in a nicer hotel
suite. Something like out of The Hangover, that type of suite.
Exactly. Yeah. So we were there, and we were there with the blade shades. We had our stuff set up, which we have in front of us. We also have Ken's 2-foot-tall Stanley Cup that now has over 100-plus NHLer signatures on it. We brought that, and we got to have showcase the blade shades directly to NHLers while I documented and did what I did, photos and video for the event. So it was a pretty cool exchange. We not only were the NHLers super cool, but all the other vendors, Dave from the Fourth Period, Amy, thank you guys. You created such a great space that felt welcoming, not just for NHLers, but also for us Joe Blows bringing our stuff into that suite. So that was kind of why we were there, as well as it was Vegas. So it was kind of the, you know, personal business kind of fun trip that I think we have talked about and dreamed about for years doing.
And we wanted to do that, but the people, all the other vendors, everybody was
so nice. Yeah. We had just as much fun, if not more fun, with the other vendors there than we did with the NHLers. Obviously, their time is so limited, the NHLers. But
you know, like Dave and Amy and the John from Gelstick and Joey and Alex from the Barber.
People from Roan. It was a real good collection of people and products, and we really, hopefully, we brought a cool element to the gifting suite. So, give you an idea, who did we meet? Who came through?
Who came first? You know who came first?
Victor Hedman.
Nope. Was it? I thought it was O'Reilly.
I think it was Hedman.
You're right. We forgot.
I got Hedman.
Okay, you got O'Reilly? Right.
I don't have O'Reilly. Okay, so who came through? Who were we lucky enough to meet? And just so you guys know, before we jump into this list, we had 100% satisfaction rate on the blade shades from these NHLers. They loved them. They thought they were a great concept. They liked the price point they're at and the quality. So if you guys want to go snag a pair of, I guess, NHLers approved blade shades, bladeshades.com, check them out. They're $29.99 US or $39.99 Canadian, and we do have worldwide shipping. Yeah. Okay, so just not in any particular order, just kind of what came to mind. Jason Zucker, Victor Hedman, Vasilevskiy, Foligno, Robin Lehner, Jordan Binnington, Justin Williams, Ben Bishop, Brent Burns, Joe Thornton, Bob McKenzie, Elliot Friedman, the keepers of the Stanley Cup, which Ken has a really cool story about, we'll get to. Mark Messier, Elias Pettersson, I got to meet my hero, and the reason I'm a goalie and hockey player and fan is Kirk McLean.
No, that was me.
No, it's a hard no. Hard no. Cam Neely and Ryan O'Reilly. Those are the people that we got to engage with, got to check out the blade shades. But when we were around the casino and everything, we did see Subban, Carey Price, McDavid, and Patrick Kane.
Yeah.
So it was a high list of amazing NHLers that are Hall of Famers already.
They were everywhere. You walked around and they were everywhere in the casino. You couldn't get near them. Some of them you could. You know, you had to be, you got to be polite. Be on your best behavior. And
not an autograph hunter.
No. That kind of, I can understand why they're always in a hurry and they got their handlers beside them because it's nonstop.
It's nonstop for them. Yeah. It's a different world. And I think for Ken and I, we got to be a tourist for a few days on what it's like in that type of life. And we do now have a lot more, I guess, empathy for these guys in dealing with, the autograph hunters, the aggressive autograph hunters, you know, going to these events. And, you know, it's hard as a fan because we can understand that they look at us like not knowing whether we're a fan or an autograph hunter or, you know.
The resale and what have you, right? Yeah.
So we have a lot more respect for what these guys do and what they have to put up with being NHLers and famous. Obviously, they get paid quite a bit. They play a sport they love. So there's definitely a trade-off, and we got to see that other side that we generally didn't get to see sitting here in the cave watching them on TV.
But up in the gifting suite with Brent Birds and Joe Thornton, those guys were hilarious.
They should have their own podcast.
They should.
Podcast. Or TV show. I feel like they should like do like a double hosting with like NHLers. It would be amazing. They were, from the second they walked in, their banter back and forth. I would love to be in that San Jose dressing room with those two guys.
Oh my God.
Living that experience.
I think if I played against them, I'd be laughing because they're so funny, these guys.
They're intense though on the ice, so it's a little different.
Big guys. Oh my God. Big guys.
Yeah, so we had some good experiences with them. Like I said, the Blade Shades were an obvious hit. Plus, Ken added, I think pretty much every... Talk about the signatures on the cup. So we went there with how many signatures on the 2-foot-tall replica Stanley Cup?
The first ever replica, 2-foot-tall replica Stanley Cup had, I think, 98 or 99 signatures on it. And once we got there, we're close to 110, 115 now. This trophy is truly, priceless. With all the names on here from Gordie Howe to now you got Joe Thornton, Brent Burns.
Not Joe Thornton.
Joe Thornton didn't sign it.
Joe Thornton was, fun fact, Joe Thornton was the only person not to sign it out of all that list that I set off earlier.
And again,
in the show.
It's a 2-foot-tall replica Stanley Cup, which represents that you play for this cup as for street hockey or whatever. It's not the real cup.
Because that was originally the concept how it came up is Lennon said, where's my Stanley Cup playing road hockey? So Ken, with Lennon's idea, ran with it. And came up and ended up getting this prototype licensed by the NHL, and that's where you can get your 2-foot-tall replica Stanley Cup.
Yeah, because if you run into Bennington and you want to get an autograph, you have a Montreal jersey on, you can't sign it. But with this, anybody can sign it.
It's true,
and you don't have to be a Stanley Cup winner either. We've got
you got the keepers of the cup.
Yeah, and I've got Luongo on here, the Sedins. I got. Matt Cook.
Jordy Ober, who signed it without you knowing?
Never. Never that one.
He hasn't
happened.
Found it yet.
Well, we got people out here who haven't won the cup, but they won the cup in their minds when they played street hockey.
I think all of us had that memory when game 7, 3-2, and you score or an OT in game 7 playing for the cup.
The only person who hasn't signed it, didn't sign it, and I respect that, is Joe Thornton. But I think in hindsight, maybe he should have signed it. Would have brought him luck to win.
All right, so what we're going to do now is I'm just going to kind of pick a name randomly off this list of NHLers that we met, and we're just going to talk about a little bit about our experience. If you guys have been following us for a while, Ken's talked about this quite a bit on our Instagram live streams of how I fan out on the NHLers, or on just famous people in general. Ken has obviously been around these people quite a bit, so he's okay with it. So I'm finally learning. I don't think I had, just wanted to say it for the record, I don't think I fanned out and stood there, stared blankly like I usually do.
No, you didn't actually. No. I was quite surprised.
Thank you. I'm learning something from you.
I was quite surprised. You weren't. You weren't stuttering. You were like very articulate and an engaging conversation. And I was listening.
All right. So tell me, Ken, your experience with, let's go with Jordan Binnington.
Oh, Jordan Binnington. Well, when he came in the gifting suite, he was going around to all the other vendors. And then when he came up to Reza, who was had the...
Next to us at Mellow Cases.
Yeah, Mellow Cases, great guy. And I was just waiting. And then when he came around to me, I shook his hand and I wouldn't let go of shaking his hand. I was just shaking up going, you are amazing. I mean, I said to him...
I'm looking up
at him and I'm going, how are you so calm? I mean, how is this possible in game 7? How are you so calm? And his answer to me was, well, I played it like an actor. I got into character. And I looked at him and said, That's brilliant.
That's brilliant.
Yeah. Super nice guy. And then all of a sudden, put the icing on the cake, his parents.
His parents.
How do you top super nice to super, super nice?
Yeah. His whole family. His sister was there too, talking to us and everything. Nothing but amazing things to say. My experience with Jordan was just talking. I said, you know, congratulations. And then we started talking gear. We started talking a little bit about goaltending. You know, just how he, same thing, handled that pressure. It was like a model for kind of any goalie of handling the emotions of it. And he was really, really nice and took the time.
Smiling, very reserved though.
I guess I got this from most of the NHLers too. Actually, I would say all of them. I never felt like I was a nuisance to them. That's what I kind of felt like going into it with lack of experience of talking to these NHLers or being around them. That like I remember with Elliot Friedman, I'm like, I'm sorry, like he's already taken like 6 selfies kind of around the thing with people. And I'm just like, feel like I don't want to be that guy, but I love Elliot Friedman. Mm-hmm. So I went up and I'm like, I'm so sorry. I don't want to take more of your time. I know you got places to be. And he's like, no, you're not bothering me at all. Don't ever say that. And it was just like,
yeah,
it felt so relieving to know that like I could be a fan and not have to worry about like them getting annoyed at me for wanting to get a photo with them and stuff. But all of them kind of had that. Jordan was no exception. His family was so nice. We gave them some blade shades, and then they emailed us probably about 6 hours later with a photo of them on the strip with the sunglasses saying they loved them. So that was a pretty cool experience with Jordan Binnington. Let's go with Mark Messier.
Oh, when he first came in, he was exhausted, though.
He had some awful flight changes and stuff, but...
Yeah, he came in with who were those two guys that he came with?
I can't remember. Yeah. Agents or something?
Handlers? I don't know. Super, super nice. Took the time getting his suit done, fixed.
Yeah, he was with RW & Co., who had an amazing kind of service there for the players, and he was getting his suit fitted
Great picture you took. Yeah. Oh my God, that's got to go in a contest.
I'm hoping maybe they'll use it in the magazine or something, but Messier was really nice. It was really cool to see him there. He made a couple funny jokes about his nickname Moose and all these type of things. So I had a good experience with him, and then we went out that night to
thought he would have just crashed.
Yeah, we went out to like a club quickly out for
in the Bellagio
after party, in the Bellagio for like an after or a pre-party for the NHL.
Totally not my
Ken's in there, and there's like thick EDM rock going.
What
like,
is that? Techno crap?
Yeah,
is that what
EDM,
it was? Oh my God.
Hard stuff. And as soon as we
walk, dancing, everybody's just standing in one spot going like this. What is that?
So
BS.
We're sitting there. You know, we're just sitting there, and then all of a sudden Messier walks in.
With his sister.
Oh my God, I can't believe Messier's here. And then, you know, before Ken left or whatever, you walked over and
Went up to Mess, and I walked up to him and I said, hey, Mark, I said, I don't know about you, but this music sucks. And he looked at me and goes, what the hell happened to music? And I said, I don't know. And then Drew from Billy Box comes by and goes, where's the Beatles? You know?
Yeah, yeah.
It was just... Anyway, but
cool memory.
Yeah, and then Mark yelled. He says into his sister's ear, "This is the Blade Shades guys," and that was really nice.
Nice
to
be
that we remembered us.
We were memorable,
and
for hopefully a good reason.
Yeah. So, I was gonna. I don't know how much longer he stayed there, but it was just too much for me. Just standing there, thump 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 thump. Can't talk to anybody. But the great part was everything was comped. I mean, that was beautiful. Felt like a rock star. I was in my own genre. I mean, I wish I was 20 years younger. And I think I still hate that music, though.
Yeah, probably.
That music just bit.
Let's see here. Who do we got on here? Nick Foligno.
Oh, super nice guy.
He was
smiling.
He was so funny. And he came a little bit later in the day or whatever. And he was like apologetic for pretty much no reason. He was just a very sincere, nice guy.
And we found out that he is a... Celine Dion fan.
Yes, on the Insta story. If you guys hadn't yet, head over to our Instagram, Ultimate Hockey Fan Cave. You would have seen some cool stuff, like me asking a lot of the guys what they would sing for karaoke if they had their one song.
That was really good.
Yeah,
I genuinely loved the Blade Shades.
Yeah, and the cave. So one thing we didn't really touch on is we did explain the cave, and we had photos there to quite a few people on what we were doing, what the cave was, the whole story of how this started of two guys in a fan cave drinking beer, talking hockey, saying to them, like, we're watching you, you know, pretty much whenever you play in the cave. And this, the Blade Shades is leading to hopefully, you know, one day
owning a team.
Well, that'd be amazing. But even just taking an income so we can quit our jobs and do fun, awesome podcasts just like this, or vlogs, or, you know, developing free content for anybody who wants to watch it.
And Nick, we taught him how to wear the Blade Shades on his baseball hat.
Always sticks up. Yep. And we had such a good time with him. He was so funny too. I haven't looked too much at the clips, but hopefully I got some of his banter and personality, because, you know, we don't get a lot of Columbus Jacket games, so we don't get to see too much of, like, him as a person.
And asked the question, who's the hardest goaltender to score on?
Oh, that was Travis, yeah.
And he said Bobrovsky.
Yeah, he's a pain in my ass, Bobrovsky.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so nothing but great things to say about all these guys.
We should have asked him, but what's it like in the dressing room with Torts?
Yeah, that was worse. Like, let's see. Let's pick another one here. Ryan O'Reilly, Mr. MVP.
Very quiet.
Well, he's also probably been partying for like 10 days straight. He had pretty much no voice, beard of a Greek god, and his wife was absolutely amazing and very lovely, and she was fun to talk to as well. It looks like he's had a hell of a 10 days or whatever it was, a week.
Well, same as Binnington's parents. Same with Binnington. They said the same thing.
Just
they
said it was like here to here to here to the
4-day blur.
Yeah, of it. And so I think right about now, maybe it's starting to hit them that they won the Stanley Cup out of the party.
And imagine how they're feeling. And we were just caught up in that for a little bit.
Yeah.
And we had to have a couple of days to get back into.
Yeah. So they must be pretty fatigued.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm looking at this list here. And I could go through and list, like, Justin Williams spent a lot of time listening to The Cave about the story. You guys are chatting quite a bit.
Captain of Carolina.
He's in great shape. My God. Yeah. Made, for his age, he's jacked, fit, and ready to go for next season.
Well, hopefully we can do this again next year, because, you know, now we know these guys. And I love to, you know, have Landon come along, but you just can't go out afterwards.
Yeah. And we had a couple names that just clicked into mind too that I forgot. Mark Stone and Sean Monahan were both, we got to meet too. Both very quiet.
Oh, yeah.
Both quiet, very nice guys. Same thing, really enjoyed the Blade Shades, so that was nice to hear. Especially when you have NHLers looking at hockey stuff, kind of get nervous about your product that they're going to be like.
But it's out of all the venues, do you have gel stick?
We had a variety of things there, yeah.
And so more in the hockey genre was the Blade Shades.
The Blade Shades would kind of fit, but I think what really made it, you know, they spent a lot of time, but I think that was because they really enjoyed the story of how the Cave came to be,
how we got
the pictures,
there,
how we got there. It wasn't an easy road, I guess, if you guys have been following us from the beginning now for like 5 years of live streams, vlogs, all this stuff, all the beer, and watching hockey. It was kind of to pinch myself kind of every morning to make sure it kept perspective on, you know, keep working hard, keep doing what we're doing, but also take the moments where, holy crap, we're at the NHL awards and all this stuff is starting to pay off. So, please thank you. Or please check out any of our other channels and subscribe, like whatever you need to do. We appreciate your support. Before what we're doing, here is we're going to jump into kind of the highlights for each of us of the NHL awards. We did go to the awards, so we'll get into that as well. But right now what I want to do is I want to talk my highlight of the NHL awards. So in the gifting suite, they had an area with two kind of barbershop chairs where you could get your haircut and beard trim or whatever from Idle Hand Collective. Go check them out. They do great work. A very, very cool concept where they take these chairs. It's kind of a traveling roadshow to behind the scenes at concerts to give artists, or in this case, behind the scenes of the NHLers, to get them trimmed up for the NHL awards. So go check out Idle Hand Collective.
Those guys are
amazing people. They do really good work. Holy crap, the best haircut I've had in my life.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And they're out of Boston?
They're all over the place. It's kind of a traveling.
But those guys, where were they from?
Boston and New Jersey, I think, as well.
Wow.
And
Joey's super guy. And the girl, Alex, with all the tattoo?
Yeah, so we had a good experience with that. But so I'm just, my highlight.
I'm done now. I have to get a haircut with those guys all the time.
My highlight includes during the time I was getting my haircut from Idle Hand Collective, and that was I was there to, you know, kind of capture the moment for the event and all the NHLers, and then there was a lull, so I took a chance to get a haircut done, throw up some stuff on our social, support our friends that we had met there at the gifting suite. I tell Ken, I'm like, let me know if any NHLers come in. And meanwhile, I'm getting my haircut. Ken comes over. He's like, Ben Bishop just walked in. And I'm like, halfway through my haircut, probably. I asked the lady, I'm like, can we press pause on this? Because I got to go capture this stuff. And she's like, you know what, give me like 5 to 10 minutes. And then just so it doesn't look like you were in the middle of a haircut. So I'm sitting there like, okay, oh God, I don't want to miss anything, whatever. All of a sudden, within that 5 to 10 minutes, Ben Bishop walks in, sits down next to me in the barber chair and starts getting his haircut, getting all dolled up for the NHL Awards. And we had it on our story on Instagram. And it was, that was the coolest moment for me, because at first it was like, holy crap, this is Ben Bishop. Then we just started talking about, like, you know, what's it like playing in Dallas? He has a young kid. I have a young kid. Kind of talked about that. Then got into goaltending and knew some of the few kind of goaltending coaches from my time at the Goalie Guild Retreat. And it was one of those things where it really, you see the human behind, you know, just the status of an NHL All-Star goalie or, NHL Award Vezina nominee. Just a really genuine guy. And we, you know, if you saw our story, I asked him the question about probably my favorite story out of it. I said, you got one song to sing at karaoke. What do you sing?
And it was Ben Bishop.
Yeah. And he goes, Whitney Houston.
No.
And yeah. Like everyone's like, oh, that's bold karaoke. Like you're choosing Whitney. So I appreciate his courage on that. And then he actually started singing the, like,
no,
I want to dance with somebody.
Oh, I'll always love you. Hit the high notes.
And, anyways, the Insta story clip cut right at the perfect time and he started laughing. And so for me, I think that'll be something. If I had to pick one memory out of them that stands out of them all, I mean, there were so many great ones. It would be getting my haircut with Ben Bishop. What about you, Ken? The one highlight. Oh, talk about would it be the cup? You want to tell that story?
Well,
your highlight or?
Well, I've had many highlights over my life.
Yeah.
But for the Vegas highlights, it's either joking around with Joe Thornton about getting a drink. He was going to make me a Moscow Mule. That was funny. But when the keeper of the cup, Phil Pritchard, walked in, you fanned out a bit there. He said, that's the keeper of the cup. So I said, yeah, you want to meet him?
God.
So I walked over. I said, hey, Phil. He goes, hey, Ken, how's it going? I said, yeah, good to see you, yada, yada. And then I introduced you. Then I met the other keeper of the cup, Mario. Super funny guy.
He was hilarious, yeah.
Yeah. How'd you get the job? Good looks, somebody said?
Kept saying good looks, good looks, yeah. Good looks.
Super nice guy. So I'm meeting Phil again and Mario, the new guy. And then Mike Bolt. I've met Mike Bolt over the years. So what I was trying to do is get Jordy with the cup because you've been with the... one that sits in the Hockey Hall of Fame.
There, which is kind of more your commercialized kind of experience.
Yeah.
With the cup.
So anyway, I text Mike Bolt. And the next thing you know, he says, yeah, we'll be in this part of the Encore Hotel tomorrow around this time. Come on down. So... we're all set, ready to rock and roll. I told Lee and Travis and
Drew.
I went up to Drew and I asked Drew, you ever been with the Stanley Cup? He goes, no. And I said, you want to come?
And Ken's talking about Drew from Penalty Box. Absolutely lovely guy. We worked with him a bit on the Blade Shades. Discount and Deals on Facebook.
The guy who started Hockey Mom Day.
Yes, and he's done quite a few other things.
So he says, what? And I said, you want to go down and see the Cup? Just up close and personal. And he just lost it and he's grabbed me by the shoulders. How do you know this person? And we're down in the elevator. He's vibrant. He's texting his wife. He goes, guess what's going on? And she says, don't cry. And anyway, so now the whole idea was to get Jordy close to it, but Jordy's up there working away, talking to Vasilevskiy. You know, hard trade-off, eh?
Yeah, you know what, like...
I gotta go.
Yeah, I'm not complaining, especially as a goalie fan, and I'm a huge Vasilevskiy fan. So it was a very small window for time with the cup. It wasn't like we had hours with it. I think you guys had like 10 minutes or something. Just kind of get your photos, do your thing.
Yeah.
And Ken told me of, you know, this is happening at this time. And then just all of a sudden, Jason Zucker and Vasilevskiy had walked in. So I was man the Blade Shades booth, but then also document a bit of their experience. So Yeah, like it's not a hard trade-off. Like it, you know, one day it'll happen with the cup. I have no doubt about that. But you know, Vasilevskiy and Jason Zucker, it's a pretty nice trade-off. I had a really good time with Vasilevskiy. I really, really liked him as a goalie, but I got to experience a bit of him as the personality and
that he knew about the cave.
And he is the one. Here's a fun fact: he was the one NHLer who had seen us on Netflix and knew of the cave when he saw that. He said, "Are you guys in Victoria?" We hadn't told him the location, and I'm like, "Yeah," and he's like, "Yeah, I saw you on Netflix," and I was like, "Wow, it's pretty crazy." I know a lot of people have seen it, but. It was kind of our first of a person of notoriety who had seen it. So I didn't get a chance to get the 10-15 minute with the cup, but I got probably about 20 minutes, a half an hour with Vasilevskiy and quite a bit of time with Zucker. So I can't really sit here and complain.
Yeah, we'll get you close to it next time for sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
So that was kind of our two highlights. Me meeting Ben Bishop, having a haircut with him, you know, kind of that time.
And me then, joking around with Messier in the nightclub. I enjoyed that.
That was pretty fun.
Yeah.
Let's see here. What I got written down here. What was one of the things you liked about the NHL awards? Was this your first NHL? We actually attended. We got tickets.
I've seen on TV before.
What'd you think of it in person versus watching it on TV?
I'd go again for sure. I like the hype and the people. Again, the autograph hounds. I didn't like that.
Yeah.
But, you know, this is awards. People should dress up, you know, and be, you know, respect the game, respect what they did. Don't just show up and, you know, whatever. But anyway. As that aside, Babcock guy,
Tony Babcock.
I'm sorry, but that was hilarious.
I don't know. It sounds like not too many people liked it. I don't know.
I guess you had to be there.
I guess so. But that Tony Babcock segment, every single one, I was full blown crying and convulsing about how funny it was. It's kind of like probably like the
stand-up. I want to meet that guy. He needs to come here.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Good luck trying to get. The I can't remember his name, but the main guy in Silicon Valley HBO special.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Make it happen, Jordan. Yeah.
I'll get
do
on
what
it.
You do.
Oh no, I can get on it.
And
what's his number?
Yeah. So I really enjoyed those segments. I thought they're hilarious. I mean, it could be to Ken's point about being there, in the environment, the energy of it. It could have been all that type of stuff. I chalked it up to when hearing a couple of people say they didn't really like it from the TV standpoint. It's kind of like watching a stand-up on Netflix versus being in the crowd on a stand-up.
Good analogy.
I know when I was in New York at the Comedy Store for my honeymoon we went there for a show, everything's funny. I don't know, like whereas like home, I like watching, I'm like, yeah, that was like 1 out of 10 jokes was a home run.
Yeah.
But then it's like, I want to watch something else. Whereas like, I feel like I'm just more invested in the moment. And I love it when you see these guys like crack their character and laugh. And so I thought it was pretty good.
And I wish they would have really cranked out Gloria when they carried the cup.
Well, when they did, yeah.
Yeah, it was loud, but they needed to really belt it out there.
So for our recommendation, I highly say if you get a chance, go to the awards.
And I get a better seat.
Yeah. Yeah, we just kind of did last minute. Do you want to go? Okay, so we got upper bowl type stuff. So we ended up watch a bit more on the screen or the TVs than in person.
Yeah.
But it was really cool. I think the only thing that I would say that was missing on this trip, just for me as a Crosby fan, was getting to meet Crosby. And I know he's you know,
cream of the crop,
McDavid, Kane, Crosby. Those guys are all like the cream of the crop. They're being pulled in so many directions. I mean, they all are. And I, you know, history of Crosby going to the suite here and there is, you know, 50-50. So we kind of knew that going in, but once again, I cannot sit here and complain about the week we had or the 4 days in Vegas meeting these guys. And I'm just really happy now that if we do see them, we're not those crazy fans. We're kind of past that point of being, now we're like the Blade Shades Cave guy.
And we can't thank Kevin enough for getting us there.
Yeah, you know what? A big thank
Kevin
you,
and Dave.
Kevin from Summer Skates. He was the one who had recommended the fourth period and the gifting suite, and working with Dave and Amy. You guys are absolute legends. We had so much fun. I can't wait, and hopefully they'll want us back next year.
I would like to go to a lounge with these guys and just sit around rather than you can't hear each other talk. Just sit there and let's go sit in the lounge and shoot the breeze next time.
I think you can do both. I think there's an option, like there's both.
There is.
There's both where you know you go to a lounge. But once again, we were so strapped for time that.
Yeah.
But please, if you guys do get a chance, please go check out the fourthperiod.com. an amazing magazine, a hockey media outlet. Nothing but great things to say about that, about the media or about their magazine, but also about the people behind it.
And what was the vodka we were drinking up there?
Blue Ice. Good vodka. Yeah. And
Michelle and Lisa.
Everybody was so nice. We're very fortunate. But I don't want to make this too long. Is there anything you wanted to say about a story that we experienced at when we were in Vegas?
Well, our good friend Lucas got engaged.
Yes, yeah. Lucas. That's right. Lucas. Yeah. Got engaged when we were down there. He's from Magic Goaltending. Big shout out to them. They're in Vancouver, one of the top goaltending schools in BC. Angelo and all their staff there are absolutely wonderful. So Magic Goaltending, give him a Google. You'll find what you need. Congratulations to him and his fiance about, I think he did it at Bellagio. They had planned, I think.
To do it on the wheel.
On the high roller.
So where did he do it at the Bellagio?
Kind of on along the water by the fountains, I think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it was a very nice thing. She's very lovely, and I think we're going to... we better be invited.
Well, maybe Stag will be here. Walking through the hockey sticks would be perfect.
Oh, maybe the wedding will be here. You're going to have to get ordained on the internet. Could you imagine that? Now we're hosting weddings here. Yeah, I can do the videography and photos.
You promised not to cross-check.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So thank you. Yeah, the fourth period. Congratulations to Lucas. And please...
And another thing I wish we... I'm glad we went in early to Vegas to get things set up.
Mm-hmm.
We just needed one more day to... What'd you say? Decompress?
Kind of decompress after all of it and really enjoy a bit. So lessons learned, but we'll get there. So thank you to everybody who helped us get there. That includes you guys listening. Please subscribe, like, whatever the hell you do on podcasts. I am going to be putting together some videos and vlog of the event. So check us out on YouTube, Instagram, and all those places. Make sure you go get your blade shades, the hockey stick sunglasses now. I don't know, look at this list. Approved by 15 plus NHLers and more. On their quality, the look, and all that. So get them at bladeshades.com. $29.99 US, $39.99 Canadian. And
yeah, and if we're around, we're autographing for you.
We're going to have the smallest autographs for the sticks.
I know. No, I'm just doing the lens.
Oh, no, they can't. And on that
way, you have to buy another pair.
Yeah. I like your model.
Yeah.
Okay, so thank you everybody from This Is Cave Talk. I want to get doing these more consistently. If you guys have any suggestions on what you'd like us to talk about, whether it's hockey stick creations, growing on social, building a brand, working with sponsors, just hockey in general, please send us a DM on Instagram or even an email at thecave@ultimatehockeyfancave.com and we'll go from there. So
and
thank
I think,
you guys.
And I think we might go live this weekend.
We will probably go live on Instagram.
Yeah, we have to.
All right, everybody, see you next time from the Ultimate Hockey Fan Cave.